Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The NBA draft is a little bit more than 48 hours away. Wednesday evening, we will all sidle up to the TVs and hear Cooper Flagg's name called first overall for the Dallas Mavericks. As we get closer to the draft, the intel, some of the smoke screens are fading away, and a consensus is starting to form, at least in the first four picks of the NBA draft. The Dallas Mavericks only worked out one player and one player only. Turns out they have a bit of a player loyalty problem, and they wanted to try to do a little bit of PR around that. Hey, Coop, you're our guy. We're not going to bring anybody else in, not even Dylan Harper, to do due diligence because, well, we kind of screwed the pooch in 18,000 ways with Luka Doncic.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yikes, dog. He's going to go one. Very, 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 very likely the San Antonio Spurs are going to take Dylan Harper number two. At number three, following Ace Bailey's withdrawal from a potential visit from the Philadelphia 76ers, and just a general malaise around Ace Bailey's intel, it sounds very much like the Philadelphia 76ers are going to take Baylor guard VJ Edgecombe. Charlotte Hornets on the clock at number four. Konkan Ipel, the wing from Duke. Someone I was texting with, I know you're listening, about a month ago, I told him, Khan's going to go top five. Don't be shocked. That's where he's going to go. And he said, I'll bet you X amount of money he does it. Scared money. I didn't take the bet. Should have taken it, but I didn't take it because I thought there was a little bit of wiggle room because the team might trade up. And this is where it gets interesting, is at pick five. From my understanding, the Utah Jazz, they like a couple different players. They like Trey Johnson from Texas. They like Jeremiah Fierce from Oklahoma, and they like Kaman Malawach from Duke. Now, you're wondering, well, the Jazz have Walker Kessler. Well, they could get a lot for Walker Kessler in a trade. And Austin Ainge is now running things, Danny Ainge's son. From general understanding is, yes, Danny's still there and all those things, but with Austin there, anybody that's been drafted already doesn't have the safety net of being the guy. And so they could go in any number of ways. ESPN's mock draft is now updated. The first four that I just laid out are what ESPN has. And that's basically everybody I've talked to has the same thing. Nobody is really deviating outside that because it's, like I said, the consensus is starting to come together in that group. Five is where it gets interesting. Now, you could see the Hornets trade out of four. They're one team that could potentially trade. The Utah Jazz are a team that could potentially trade. At five, ESPN has them taking Jeremiah Fears, the point guard from Oklahoma. At six, the Washington Wizards select Ace Bailey. Now, there is very much an opportunity for Washington to be like, somebody really want Ace Bailey? He's like top three, top four, and a lot of, not mock drafts, but big boards. We'll take some draft capital move out of this. We're interested in that because they don't have anything right now where that makes them go, we need to do this or we need to do this. They can just kind of continue to figure some things out. At seven, ESPN has the Pelicans taking Trey Johnson. Now, if you are Trey Johnson, Jeremiah Fears, or Derek Quinn, I shouldn't put Trey in that group. This is probably Trey's ceiling. This is probably the highest he goes. But if you're Jeremiah Fears or Derek Quinn, if you don't get taken at pick seven, hold on. Because you could see a very real slide. And it was like, oh, I like Queen. I like Fears. But it's like, Fears is small. And that's kind of the fear, quote unquote, with Jeremiah Fears is like, it's very tough to win with a small guard. He measured it at 6'2", barefoot. I think it was $170 or $180, if I remember right.
So perfect for the Trailblazers.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you noticed, they don't really have small guards anymore. They've gone a little bit bigger.
Yes.
But the Pelicans are kind of the swing point. If Derek Queen doesn't go here, he could fall to 12, 13, 14 out of the lottery. There are teams that are preparing for that. And that is because he's kind of a hard guy to build. He's a good player, productive, damn near double-double, 16-9. Great touch, good vision. But defensively, he's atrocious. And that's a kind of a non-starter if you're big in the NBA. You have got to be otherworldly. You have to be Jokic good. And Jokic, he had some aggression this year defensively. There's no doubt about that. But he's 7 foot tall and very big and very smart. Derek Queen is 6 foot nine and not as big and not as smart. Good player, but I think there's a lot of teams that are like, I don't know if we want to invest in that. We'll see which way this goes. Pick number eight, the Brooklyn Nets. ESPN has them taking Common Malawach. And there are a number of teams. I have heard the Atlanta Hawks. I have heard the Washington Wizards. I have heard the Nets. The Suns are another team at pick 10 now that could look to try to move up and give the Nets more capital because apparently they love doing that. But Malawach measured in at 7 foot, 3 quarter, barefoot, which means he plays at 7'2 plus. He's a big, big dude. I've seen him in person, spent all week with him at Hoop Summit. I was like, damn, that's a big dude. But you are going to have some volatility in those first eight picks for sure. And Toronto at 9 is certainly a place where you might expect some noise. But Noah Senge, the forward from Ratio Farm Ulm that the Blazers brought in preseason last year. They played them. They got an up-close look, and I've heard the Blazers and a couple other teams, Ratio Farm Ulm, I believe they're playing their championship game in the BBL today. Yes, the BBL. The
Brazilian butt lift?
Yes. The Bundesliga.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but BBL is just so much more fun to say. Him and Ben Saroff are, I believe, playing in the title game today. But I've heard numerous organizations flew overseas over the last 10 days to go get a look at both Saroff and Senge because they're both playing over there in that final. But the Raptors love those kind of guys. And seeing Noah go at 9, that's, again, where they have this picked. Phoenix Suns are now mocked to take Colin Murray-Boyles, which I could see him making sense there. I could very much see it making sense there because we talked about you're looking for defense, role player, playmaking, all those kind of things. Not a perfect fit, but if you're thinking, hey, he's the best overall defender in the draft, which you can talk me into. I think Flagg has got potential to be that, certainly. I think if you're talking about rim protection, Common Malawach could certainly be that guy, but Murray-Boyles is definitely up on that list. And I don't know about perimeter defense because Jalen Green, Devin Booker, don't know how much you're getting out of that defensively. That's tough. But team defender, all those kind of things, Draymond Light, if that's what you're talking yourself into, fine. Pick 11. There's a name that I haven't mentioned yet that you haven't seen mocked here very often because he's been off the board sooner. Arizona's Carter Bryant. The wing prospect, 6 foot, 6.5, barefoot, so means he plays at about 6'8", already 214, 6'11 wingspan, so he is a plus five, and then it's plus five and a quarter. That's a solid plus. Like, if you're a plus six guy, you're like, yeah. That's some long arms. We can work with that. But Bryant is a guy that I could see very much in through intel and other sources and scouts. There are a lot of people that believe that the Blazers are zeroing in on, to use Adrian Wojnarowski parlance, that is a player that's very high on Portland's draft board. And it wouldn't surprise me. He fits a mold of what they like. Physical tools, good size, plus athleticism, good feel. And a guy that could develop, and a guy I could see sliding in between Tumani Kamara and Danny Avdia and making sense.
Works for me. Yeah. Now, then the next thing is, though, too, is that, look, and of course, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will a Trailblazers contending team. We still, though, I have a hard time believing that as good as Danny Avdia has proved to be, I don't think he can be a number one on a contending team.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff Rust, because yesterday I released 4,000 words.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it was. I was telling you during the break, I use an editing software, and I've been using it since August. It told me this morning that I've written almost 1 million words since then. And I was like, wow, that's gross. I don't like that. But I wrote 4,000 of them about Denny Avdia. And the title of it is, What Do the Blazers Have in Denny Avdia? And the idea is, you know, what does it look like? Do the Blazers decide to lean more into Denny Avdia going the next season and have him kind of be the tip of the spear? And how much can he handle? Can he be a number one? Do they throw even more at him than he can handle just to see if he can handle it?
Right.
Or if it's like, that's too much usage, we need to dial it back. And it was taking a look at that without knowing their draft pick or what they do, and the things that he does well already that I think he could get better at, and the things that he may struggle at that he can improve upon that could lead him to that level. And I started diving into some projections type stuff, and you look at his post January 1 numbers, 20 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. The list of guys on there, every single one of those guys, I believe it was 9 players, save 2, are either All-star or all NBA caliber players, because 6'9", 245-pound dudes who can dribble, pass, shoot, rebound, and create, they are few and far between.
Yeah, they don't come on trees.
And if you got one of those guys, and I'm not saying Denny is going to average 25 or 30. I'm saying 20 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, which he did for 4 months at a high level with good efficiency. Can he do that for a whole season? And if he is that guy, is he your number one? Maybe not. But is he a damn good number two? Maybe.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be the single biggest question going into the year next year is like, can Denny be a guy or the guy? And then everything else kind of flows off that. How does Two play off that? How does Ant play off that? How does Scoot? How does Shaden? How do guys play off of that?
Mm-hmm.
And how much better can that model be? And that doesn't even factor in, what if the Blazers don't use the pick? What if they trade for a player?
Mm-hmm.
What if the player that they, let's say they have 3 guys there, and for whatever reason, those 3 guys are gone. Do they trade back for more draft capital and a bite at a later apple to get more role play, like multiple picks? Do they trade out for another young player a la Denny Avdia? Maybe not to the level of Denny, because I think even to the Blazers, they were surprised. They thought he was good.
Yeah.
I don't think they thought he was this good.
Right.
I think they were like, damn, like we thought there was room for growth, but okay.
Yeah.
Like, this is something to work with.
It's nice to see a decision hit.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like, can there be more there? Or is that getting too greedy? You know, we did this once, and maybe you get a little too high on your own supply. And again, I'm not saying that's happening. I'm just saying,
right.
Do you start to believe, well, maybe our eye for talent is good and we can go down this next. There is a lot that is on the table in a little more than 48 hours. And there'll be some more smoke and all those kind of things. Obviously, we're not on air tomorrow, so Wednesday leading up to the draft, I will share what I can share from intel-wise leading up to that, because that's about as fresh as it's going to be. And then after that, it's all, here we go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.